Christmas time is here, and we hope that you're feeling a little cheer. Or maybe a little panic as the shopping countdown clock is ticking. If you haven't gotten the tree yet or the presents, this weekend is a good time to make that happen. And you can also try some of the tips we're sharing this week, from holiday parties to concerts. Let's start at the Franklin Institute. Why not? Ben Franklin did. Well, he wasn't around for the groundbreaking, but I'm sure his spirit's in there somewhere. And while we're on the topic of spirits, the Flannel and Frost holiday party takes place this Friday at 8 p.m. It's for adults 21 and over only. Chief astronomer Derek Pitts and DJ Aura will be on hand to add to the seasonal good vibes. They're partying in El Barrio as well.
Feliz Navidad.
The Esperanza Art Center is hosting Christmas in the Barrio, a free party that includes Latin dance and music, face painting, and Christmas caroling. That's on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Continuing the holiday theme a little further south, the Wilmington Drama League presents Receiving, a holiday celebration, on Sunday at 7:30. Claymont's Dance for Life's Ensemble's family-friendly performance includes choreography and music meant to bring the community together to celebrate the season. We'll have a link to buy tickets on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Orkney Park in Northern Liberties is the little park you've probably never heard of. Tucked into a verdant corner of the neighborhood, it's hosting a holiday happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. Caroling, live music, and s'mores near the fire pit are all planned. It's family-friendly, so much so that kids are free, but there is a suggested donation for adults. Some of you may remember when Eugene Ormandy conducted the Philadelphia Orchestra. And that's what you're hearing right now from 1962, when the Glorious Sounds of Christmas concert first started. The tradition continues this year from Thursday through next Tuesday at Verizon Hall. If you know a classical music lover, a remastered box set of 120 CDs of Ormandy's work with the orchestra was released earlier this year. Yes, you heard that correctly, 120. That's going to make somebody an awesome holiday gift. From classical to choral, conductor Donald Nally in The Crossing commissioned new music from 12 diverse composers to reflect on the pandemic. Philly songstress Jasmine Sullivan must have had some great holidays growing up. Her family used to live in Strawberry Mansion. It's true. Her father was a curator for the historic home. You can see her make a joyful noise at the Met Philadelphia on Friday at 8 p.m. She'll be there with Johnny Gill and Eric Roberson for the WDAS Holiday Jam.
Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord.
We're wrapping up things to do this week in some shiny paper, but you can find out more on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, including where to find the hottest Christmas hangouts. We'll be back next Thursday to make sure you're all set for the holiday. Until then, whatever you do, Have a great weekend, everyone.